रामाय राम भद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. अरण्यकांड चैप्टर नंबर 28, अ ड्यूल बिटवीन रामा एंड खरा. रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. A vague fear took hold of Kara when he saw Raghuvira of unknown might annihilate Dushan, Trishuras, and the Rakshasa host. His pride had a pitiable fall as he glanced at the mutilated remnants of the 14,000 redoubtable warriors that followed him to battle. He attacked Rama even as Namuchi the Asura fronted Indra and struck him with Narachas, cruel as deadly black cobras. An expert in the science of the bow, he twanged it frequently and showed a wonderful fight covering all quarters with diverse magical weapons. At once Rama dispatched from his Kodanda, which is a bow, countless shafts vomiting flames and hit the sky from view. Thus, with deadly intent, they kept up a ceaseless shower of keen-edged arrows like rain clouds full to bursting, and the sun was shorn of his brilliance. Then Kara pierced Rama with Nalikas, Narachas, Vikarnis, and other curious shafts, even as sharp goads that prod a mighty elephant. All creatures trembled at the sight of the Rakshasa as he stood in his car, bow in hand like Yama that advances to destroy the entire creation, noose in hand. Rama of boundless valor decided to destroy all the night rangers and idly leaned on his bow, which Kara mistook for fatigue and dispiritedness and ran at him roaring like a mad lion. But Rama heeded him not in the least. Then, as a moth that seeks the deadly flame, the Rakshasa neared his foe and exhibited his skill by severing his bow close to the grasp, followed with several arrows that fell like thunderbolts and shivered the armor of Raghava. Then Rama shone like millions of sun in his supreme naked beauty. Quick as thought, thousands of shafts pierced Rama in every pore to the accompaniment of leonine roars. Rama shone with greater splendor even as Rudra at the time of universal dissolution or a smokeless flame. He set his heart upon the destruction of Kara. He grasped the mighty bow of Lord Vishnu, the priceless gift of Agastya, drew it to his ear, and with innumerable arrows crooked in their joints, he cut down the flag of Kara that, decked with golden gems, towered aloft like a mountain peak. It fell to the earth with a deafening noise, as if the sun was hurled to the earth through the dread curses of the Devas. At once Kara went mad with rage, and as the hunters pierced the mad elephant with harpoons, struck at the vital parts of Rama with four excellent shafts. Blood poured in torrents from every part of his body, which roused Rama to uncontrollable wrath. He grasped his bow and sent one half-moon shaft at Kara's head, two at his hands and three at his heart. As the moment drew near his death, he selected 13 Narachas, one of which shattered the yoke pole, four the horses, one the driver, three the wheels, two the axle, and one the bow. He rounded it off with another that transfixed Kara, roaring the while like an enraged lion. Deprived of his bow, horses, driver, and chariot, Kara leapt from it and sprang upon Rama, whirling a mace huge as a mountain peak. Then the Devas and the Maharishis that crowded the sky with their cars rejoiced mightily and lauded Rama with acclamations of joy. Mangalam Koshlindraya Mahaniya Gunapte Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.